Well, good morning. This is Per Fagrang with another installment of Fight the Empire. And our guest is David Swanson, who is a co-founder of the After Downing Street Coalition, which probably refers to the Downing Street memo where Bush and Blair connived to lie us into a war. And he's also the author of a book, Daybreak, Undoing the Imperial Presidency and Forming a More Perfect Union. Well, David, welcome to KBOO.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'd love to talk about undoing the imperial presidency.
Yeah, I was hoping I could be on NPR or something, but well, I'll have to go with KBOO.
Maybe they'll notice you after a while or something, you know.
Nice, polite Republicans or National Petroleum Radio.
Yeah, well, okay. I don't know. This I finished reading the book. It's just full of information. It's a lot of things that activists can do. Sort of the message I take away from it is that the Constitution gives most of the political power to Congress, and Congress has kind of backed away from that and allowed the presidency over the years to grab a lot of powers. That sort of sum it up?
Yeah, over the centuries, but drastically accelerated in the past 8 years.
That's right.
Bush and Cheney were there.
Mm-hmm.
Not completely new, but many new innovations and many new ways in which the power has been more firmly placed in the so-called executive branch. And that's not being undone. It's being further fixed in place in a way that it will be harder and harder to undo the more time and the more administrations pass by.
Well, one of the things that, what bits of information that really grabbed me was that you say the U.S. has existed for 220 years, and out of those 220 years, there's only 31 in which our troops weren't fighting somewhere abroad.
Yeah. War is not the rarity, and it's not even that we fight a war every 20 years and we forget how bad wars are and then we fight another one. No, we're pretty much always fighting wars, small or large scale, somewhere. And we now have not only a standing army, but an army standing all around the world and roughly 1,000 bases in other people's countries. I'm not talking about Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm talking about other countries. And we have 500,000 troops and 100,000 support staff permanently sitting in other people's countries, causing grievances, doing far more harm than good at a cost of about $140 billion a year, a figure that I think we could think of something useful to do with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the permanent state of things. We now have a situation where top military commanders are leaking their opinions to the press to publicly lobby the president to take his orders from the military. Not to mention the fact that we have presidents feeling they can decide whether wars continue or escalate without asking Congress. Excuse me. And we have Congress members, even Steny Hoyer, saying, you know, this McChrystal guy should really come in and testify to us so we decide whether we want to fund an escalation in Afghanistan or not, but terrified of the idea of subpoenaing him or forcing him to come in and testify. So Congress is, you know, is a bunch of commentators. They're not a power in our government, and they were supposed to be just about the only power in our government with an executive executing their will.
Right. When was the last time the U.S. has declared a war? Was that the Second World War?
It was, but the U.S. has authorized, the Congress has authorized wars in any number of ways
right.
since then. Of course, it's the authorization to use force that came after 9/11 that the current president is now using to justify throwing out habeas corpus, even though it doesn't actually do that and couldn't legally or constitutionally do that. These authorizations have become vaguer and vaguer and more open-ended. Bush was given an authorization to attack a country like Iraq if he saw fit, if he provided certain reports to Congress, and of course he did, and they were chock full of lies, but Congress didn't object. And he went ahead. We now have that occupation legalized, if you can call it that, only by a treaty drawn up by Bush and Maliki and never ratified by the United States Senate. A treaty made without congressional approval, but also a treaty for 3 years of war, which is a longer period of time than Congress is supposed to be able to authorize or fund a war, but Congress wasn't even involved.
Well, we got to... It's about a minute before we take a little membership break, but let me just throw this out, and then we talk about it later. There was a little bit of a stir caused by an article in the Newsmax website. Now, Newsmax is a very conservative outfit, and basically this guy, I think his name is John Perry, outlined how the generals might kind of sit down and have a little talk with President Obama, sort of a civilized coup is what they called it, that he better do what they want or else, you know, worse things can happen.
Well, that, we are seeing threats from all sides. There are clearly threats from within the CIA and within the Pentagon, and to have a website publicly advocating a coup, even if they then took it down, is an indication of where a certain minority segment of our population has moved, and it's very, very dangerous.
Kind of like a little trial balloon or something.
Indeed.
And if the generals are part of that small minority, that makes up for a lot of, you know, for fewer people.
Absolutely. We certainly know that that Fox News is a major international corporation that is part of that sort of agenda, and together with oil companies and health industry companies and front groups have been organizing a minority of Americans to go out and scream and threaten violence about all sorts of misguided counterfactual positions, and overrepresenting that story as if it's a major segment of the population, to the point where most Americans think it is.
They're the noisiest one. But right now, we have to make a little noise for KABU. So hang on. We'll talk about that when we get back. So out there, Membership Central, my friends, are you out there?
We're here, Pear.
Oh,
yes,
hey.
We are.
Ben
right.
and
we're
Matt
waiting,
are here.
We're waiting for people to give us a call, 232-8818 here in the 503 area code.
And 877-500-5266 if you're outside of that.
And we want you to call to become a member of KABU or to renew your membership to KABU to help keep community radio with programs like what Pear's doing right now to keep that on the air, because you tune it in and it makes it part of your life that you want to have. And we can only do that if you call us up and keep community radio rolling.
And for a minimum $90 membership, you can get some tickets to see Derek Jensen, who is a major thinker, modern thinker. He reworks what's going on here, and I think we he was talked about this morning on our 8 o'clock radio show. And he's at the First Unitarian Church. He's going to be there this weekend, and so like I said, for a minimum $90 pledge.
Now
$90 membership. Excuse me.
$90 membership. That's like 25 cents a day, $7.50
a
month.
You did the math, Matt. Excellent.
I can't believe how I'm doing this.
And this hour of the morning, that is excellent. And
the coffee's pretty good this morning.
All right, it's a good thing to do, and you can do it by calling 503-232-8818.
And when you call, you can set up a different type of payments. We have the electronic transfer from your account that you can set up, so you can have that $7.50 taken out each month automatically. It's a painless cashectomy.
Painless, easy peasy thing to do. And we want to thank some, let's see, there's a new member, John R. in.
Yay.
Yeah.
In where?
I cannot pronounce that. Ben is a new member, and he's in Northeast Portland. And Lynn R. from Milwaukee, is that a renewing member, a new member?
It's a renewing member, as is John.
Excellent. They're renewing members, and we thank you. We appreciate the old, and we want the new to come in. And if you're a new member, you get a free T-shirt.
It's amazing how many people discover KBOO almost every day because we sound so much different than the other radio stations, not just the polish and everything, but the fact that we are on constantly. We don't break for the same old commercials that you've heard over and over and over and over again for years.
In fact, we break for no commercials whatsoever.
And just the changes that we've gone through, and it's like an organic thing. We just keep growing and moving on. And like with Paris program here, the information that you're getting that you're not going to get in other places that you can hear and decide for yourself. And we can only do that with your support. 503-232-8818. We want you to give us a call. And, you don't have to do $90 if you can't. You can do $40, $20 subscription. Every little bit helps. We don't want to have somebody, one person come down here and pay for everything. No, we want a community set up to help keeping this station independent.
And another thing you can get for a $90 minimum pledge is Daybreak, Undoing the Imperial Presidency and Forming a More Perfect Union. $90, that's $7.50 a month if you want to set up an electronic funds transfer, which is a really easy, painless way to do it. And call in at 503-232-8818.
Do it right now.
Okay, we are back again with David Swanson, and we've been talking about undoing the Imperial Presidency, and we've been talking about this kind of a trial balloon about having the military talk to the president, and you sort of wonder if this isn't happening already, the way Obama has essentially let the military have its way. Although it looks like a showdown is coming up pretty soon with this general...
McChrystal?
McChrystal, yes. So it's like, I don't know. How do you think that's going to play out? You are closer to Washington than I am.
Well, coming up on October 5th, a huge crowd of us will be in Washington at the White House, many of us risking arrest to say, we don't want a ninth year in Afghanistan, much less an escalation. But I think our ability to influence the president is very, very limited, and it's further handicapped by so many fantasies about the president already being on our side. And it's very, very difficult to influence senators. But House members... it is possible. It's an uphill fight. It's not a level playing field. We're going against money and media and party power and corruption, but we can do it. And so I think people who are far from Washington, who have the time to get a few friends together and call, email, fax, visit, get face-to-face with, and sit in their offices and protest the behavior of their House members, who, by the way, have to vote again to send billions and billions of dollars to pay for these wars, ought to do that. Nothing is more effective, except perhaps promoting KBOO and not, progressive groups buying ads in the New York Times or the Oregonian, which is, so self-destructive. So I think local action through the local media and targeting your member in the House is going to make a huge difference, regardless of what the president cares to do, which we just don't have that much control over.
Well, here in Portland, we have a fairly decent congressman, Earl Blumenauer, so, he's kind of accessible. And I imagine there are other Congress people out in the rest of the country who... talking sense to them is a pretty tough prospect.
Yeah, but even, to mm-hmm. be above average in Congress is not saying much. Most above average Congress members have not made a commitment for single-payer health care or even for a public option, have not voted against funding for war. If I'm not mistaken, Congressman Blumenauer voted for the war funding back in June. We were only able to hold 30 members of the House to vote no, along with the majority of the public, as against the other 405. So there is always progress to be made. And somebody being better than average just means that there's going to be some things to thank them for, as well as many things to complain and criticize
mm-hmm.
about.
Right.
So, It's not do we like him, yes or no. It's on which issues is he willing to represent us, and on which do we need to push harder.
Well, so what are the things we can do? How can we fight the imperial presidency? I mean, here at KABU, basically, we're an information outlet. We tell people what's going on. We have programs that uncover some of these things that other stations will not talk about. But what can people do? You know, we're sort of, you know, as far as information goes, it's like you have the mass media and even other public broadcasting stations, you know, they could be a lot better. It's kind of like, I think it was some CIA chief back in the 40s called it the mighty Wurlitzer.
A couple of weeks ago we had all of these hundreds of disillusioned former Obama staffers take out a $100,000 ad in the New York Times to ask him to please be the superhero that they wanted, which is completely misguided as to what a president can or should do and who Obama is, but is also funding a media outlet without which these wars never would have begun. And you say, oh, well, KABU doesn't reach as many people as the New York Times. But it would if groups gave it $100,000. You have to build up the media outlets that are doing real journalism so that they reach more people and stop supporting those that already reach a lot of people and are destroying our country. But beyond that, you have to organize with groups that are not getting their message from the corporate media or from elected officials in Washington, and then coming back to Oregon and saying, you know, here's what's pre-approved to rally for. Let's have a rally for this. Let's ask for the public option, and we won't permit any posters that say single payer and so forth, which is completely self-destructive. You know, Congress members have to make compromises. Citizens do not have to self-censor, and it's not strategic, and it's not insider. It's a failure of duty as a citizen. So watch what organizations you're working with and funding to see whether their agenda comes from their members or comes from the very people you're trying to lobby, and be smart about it and put things on your agenda that aren't in the corporate media or coming out of Congress at all, including the restoration of powers to the Congress, stripping them back away from the White House, because no president is going to give back powers voluntarily.
That's right. Well, we're coming up on another membership break. One thing I did really liked about the book was you have a list of things that activists can do. You know, there's a whole lot of different issues. I mean, different people have different issues that kind of resonate with them, and they add them all together, and maybe we can kind of limit this imperial presidency. But we will get back to that after talking with my friends out on the membership desk. Hi, are you there?
We are.
Yes, we are here, and we're asking you to give us a call at 503-232-8818. We've been getting quite a lot of phone calls for the last hour, and it's great that we're getting this support, but we need to keep it up, and we need to give us a call if you haven't given us a call, and support KABU.
And today we'd also like to thank the restaurants that are contributing to feed our hungry volunteers back here. Grendel's Coffee House at 729 East Burnside, Le Bistro Montage at 301 Southeast Morrison Street, and Bon Appetit at 520
Thank
you, Southwest 4th Avenue, here today. And but still, you must call it 503-232-8818. It's an important thing to do. You're going to feel better after you do it.
We can set up a kind of payment plan that is comfortable for you in different amounts. You know, $90 is sort of our average subscription, but $60 or $40 for a whole year's worth of KABU. And also, you can subscribe on our website, which as of today has been upgraded, regrooved, or whatever you want to say.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
And it's easy to use now.
And it's KABU.fm to get there.
And we have a lot of people who listen to us on the internet.
They can. And, you know, I know that people are cracking down at work these days about listening to the internet, but you can podcast. And what was that idea?
Oh, yeah, podcast and then walk around the office with a couple of blank sheets of paper as if you're looking for somebody.
That's right.
And then you can just listen to KABU for the whole day.
That's right.
Because don't do some of the subversive things we've asked. I mean, there was the one person that, like, went into the break room and turned the clock an hour ahead and then went into the copy room and turned the clock an hour backwards. Don't do that.
No.
Don't put an onion near the heating vent in your boss's office.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
But do call 503. 833-232-8818.
But we don't want you to get in trouble, and you can, like, call us up at work or at your home office and have it on your computer and listen to KBOO. You can also subscribe there right at the header. There's a little thing for subscriptions, and it'll
at
walk KBOO you through it right
dot
there.
FM.
And a lot of people overseas listen to us. It's amazing how many people from other countries have tuned into shows, especially some of the music shows for the unique types of music that we play, as well as the public affairs that you're listening to this morning.
Absolutely. Best public affairs that I know of. And I listen to all sorts of things, including BBC. But call 503-232-8818 now and to become a member. We also have Daybreak. For a $90 minimum pledge, we have Daybreak undoing
the thank you gift.
A thank you gift, undoing the imperial presidency and forming a more perfect union, by David Swanson, and that's his nine. Who we are listening to right now. That's a $90 minimum pledge, which I believe that's $7.50. Am I wrong?
Yes, it is $7.50 a month.
Right.
And you could set up an electronic transfer from your bank account.
Which
to
is
have
incredibly
that done.
Easy to do. It takes it out once a month. You don't even feel it. I don't even think that's the same as a cup of coffee every day, but it's an easy, easy way to do it. It's efficient for, and it's easier for us. But you've got to call now at 503-232-8818 or toll-free outside the 503 area code 877-500-5266.
Yes, and the people here will set up a payment plan with you.
Right.
Either a credit card or whatever that you want to do it.
Right.
And it's important that you keep community radio on the air, because we are mostly listener supported. Like 80% of our funding comes from you listeners out there. And it's just the way we do it. We set up is a community that we've set up of the listeners and the radio station.
You can come here and learn to do radio.
We have a lot of people who have done it. A lot of times new listeners who have come in and become involved in KBOO and have been here for years. And decades, in fact. And the many different programs besides, like I said, the public affairs programs that we're listening to now. But throughout the day, we have all sorts of different types of music and different entertainment programs, as well as different communities in town have access to the radio as well. So some people just listen all the time for the variety that you get here at KBOO FM.
The most variety of all. And 503-232-8818 is the number to call to contribute. Become a member now. You're going to be glad that you did. You know, another thing that people can do is just up their EFTs a little bit. If you already got an EFT, you can increase it, I don't know, $5. Or if you don't have an EFT, you can increase your contribution by making what you've got an EFT. And that makes it a little less painful. In fact, quite painless.
Now, we're offering for any new membership, you get a free T-shirt.
Right.
So no matter if you're going to do $40, you're going to do a $60 pledge, you're a new member, we got a new T-shirt for you. And either we've got the KBOO versus the Mediazillas, and the Flower Tower T-shirt, and we have one for the Blues that we are offering. And those are all with any new membership. So give us a call, 503-232-8818, and lend your support to community radio. And, you know, consider how nice it is to have something on the radio that's not interrupted all the time by the same old noisy commercials
that's
you've heard
right.
over and over
and
again.
And do that by calling 503-232-8818, and do it now.
Okay, we are back with our guest, David Swanson, author of Daybreak. And I was looking at this list of things to do, and there's one that really kind of strikes a chord with me. It's a little visionary, I think. But anyway, it is legislate a requirement that in any war, the military-aged children and grandchildren of the president, vice president, all cabinet officials, and all Congress members serve on the front lines in the most dangerous combat positions. No exceptions, no exemptions. Wow.
And I would say at least for those who vote for the war, maybe make exceptions for those who vote no. But the point is not to send those people to war. The point is that we would not then have any of these wars. right? I mean, I would be happy to make an exception for an actual defensive war, should there be such a thing, should some nation commit suicide by attacking ours. But the fantasy that that's going to occur is so extreme. We're talking about unnecessary wars, and so the question is, how do we deter them? And I propose lots of things. I propose making war profiteering a felony. I propose amending the War Powers Act and sticking with the power in the Constitution and strengthening it to put war-making powers in Congress rather than the White House, and reforming Congress so that we can actually control it. I would like to disband much of our standing army to the point where a draft was necessary to fight a war, and to make that draft fair so that to some extent it actually hit some of those same people we're talking about. But that requires a great many reforms to be able to do something like that fairly and to even need it at all. But, you know, the point is that I want certain people to go to war, but that I want to not have these wars.
Well, you know, there's one issue here in Oregon and other states that we've been pushing is to make the National Guard, in other words, the president can kind of federalize the National Guard, and we think that's wrong.
Well, it is wrong. It's not the tradition. It's not the point. It's not constitutional. It violates the powers of states, and it violates the contracts that the guardsmen and women make when they sign up. They aren't agreeing to do any such thing. It also puts states in danger who depend on the Guard for natural emergencies, as we saw in New Orleans with Katrina. There's a major campaign in a lot of states and organized nationally to bring the Guard home, and most of the people behind that are going to be in Washington tomorrow and the next day at a conference called Who Decides About War, where I'll be privileged to be speaking as well. And you can go to afterdowningstreet.org and click on that. I think it's a movement well worth pushing for, that in some cases crosses some political lines.
One thing I like to do sometimes is, I have a little list of what various weapon systems cost. And so you can go to a budget hearing, say the school board or city council, and they say, well, we got a $14 million shortfall. And I can point out, hey, that is the cost of one fighter plane, you know? And that kind of makes people stop and think a little bit. But right now, we are really got about a minute or two left. What do you want people to take away from your book?
That elections solve nothing alone, that we begin our work the day after, that we get organized, that there is nothing disrespectful or disloyal about aggressively pursuing our demands with our so-called representatives, and that indeed we have to radically shift from dumping all of our grandchildren's money into wars and weapons to a different approach, and we can do it if we act independently and strategically and stay informed.
Okay, thank you very much. We've been talking to David Swanson, the co-founder of After Downing Street Coalition, which you can look up on the web, and the author of Daybreak, Undoing the Imperial Presidency. Thanks a lot for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, folks, stay tuned, because I believe Air Cascadia is coming on next. There's always something good on KBOO. This is a station that tells you what is going on and not what the powers that be want you to hear. So stay tuned and keep on listening.
जश्न शोला मनाते तो और क्या करते अंधेरा मांगने आया था रोशनी की भीख हम अपना घर न जलाते तो और क्या करते.
Good morning, you're listening to KBOO Portland. A special hello to Salman and his turtle in Pakistan. Coming up next, Air Cascadia, news and commentary with Chris Andre and Liam Delta. Stay tuned.
देखा है इन
hasira guzaron mein tumhe dekha hai mere mehboob teri parda nashini
Good morning, Cascadia. You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, Oregon. Today is Thursday, October 1st, 2009, and this is Air Cascadia. Long on content, short on time. I'm Chris Andre. Well, the proposed Bradwood Landing liquefied natural gas terminal has catalyzed alliances between diverse groups and left the state's paper of record isolated.
Portland area weather today, a chance of rain, highs in the 60s. Tonight, temperatures in the 40s. Tomorrow, a little cooler, but basically more of the same.
And first, we go to regional news from around Cascadia. Call 503-232-8818 or 877-500-5266. Attorney General John Kroger is going to be at a Willamette River Paddle and Public Forum today. He and DEQ Director Dick Pedersen and Willamette Riverkeeper are leading the event. It's focusing on significant environmental issues. This is an event that is going to be at 3:30 at 1515 Southeast Water Avenue. It's newsworthy because what other state in the whole nation has an attorney general in a kayak on a river in the middle of the week talking to state constituents?
Yesterday, the EPA announced which facilities that produce large amounts of global warming gases will for the first time be regulated under federal clean air laws. This will affect dozens of businesses in Oregon that will be forced to better track their emissions. But more significantly, any new large source of greenhouse gases, such as a power plant or a significant modification to an older facility, would have to prove it was doing everything possible to limit the heat-trapping gases that are changing the Earth's climate.
I love it when an agency whose existence is to regulate something finally steps to the forefront and actually does what it's supposed to do. On the other hand, in California, Sierra Pacific Industries, the largest landowner and timber operator in California, known for forest clear cutting in the Sierra Nevada and Northern California forests, announced that a deal that would potentially pay themselves millions of dollars for forest carbon credits. The deal was announced at Governor Schwarzenegger's International Conference on Climate Change and how in Los Angeles, the California Air Resources Board heard testimony from numerous conservation organizations opposed to the provision and then went straight away out and voted unanimously to immediately adopt the protocols with the clear-cutting provision included.
Yesterday, a House subcommittee approved creating a task force to study what's causing algae blooms and dead zones off the Northwest coast. Vancouver's Democratic Representative Brian Baird wrote the bill and chairs the House Energy and Environment Subcommittee that approved it. The bill would also reauthorize a similar task force for the Gulf of Mexico and designate the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration as the lead agency on these problems. But really, what's the study? We all know what's killing the oceans.
I love studying things that you already know the answers to. Well, it's autumn and the air is filled with the smell of what? Natural gas? No, wait, it's the scent of money borne on hot air rising from the offices of our paper of record. Houston-based Northern Star expected to get the LNG terminal permits rubber-stamped, but the Oregon DEQ says not so fast, partner. Back with us on Air Cascadia today, Olivia Schmidt with Columbia Riverkeeper and the Oregon chapter of the Sierra Club has more on the latest twist in the story. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Chris.
Well, it's been a busy week on the LNG front. It turns out that Northern Star isn't quite as far down the old permitting tunnel as it thought it was, or as the Oregonian newspaper promoted it.
That's right. This week, we were really excited to see a letter from the Department of Environmental facility, along with the National Marine Fisheries Service, telling Broadwood Landing that they had two options. They can either resubmit their application or they can withdraw it. You know, I vote for them to withdraw the application, but unfortunately, I'm not a decision maker in that agency.
Well, I vote for it too.
Yeah. This letter came in response to essentially what we've been claiming all along, which is the studies and analysis being performed by Broadwood Landing are absolutely flawed. The DEQ and National Marine Fisheries Service are basing their conclusions on a report from a renowned scientist named Dr. Antonio Baptista, who did some studies on the hydrology study Northern Star Broadwood Landing did, that basically says, you know, the models that Northern Star Landing put together about the flow of the river and how this massive amount of dredging, they want to dredge 700,000 cubic yards of material from the Columbia River in 54 acres of critical salmon habitat. This Dr. Baptista said that that river flow model is flawed and you're basing your conclusions on assumptions, essentially, and misinformation. So fortunately, the DEQ and National Marine Fisheries Service we're able to take that information and say, you know, we have enough integrity in these agencies to say that if we move forward with this information, there will be devastating impacts to the river.
I think people are beginning to wake up and realize that the actual costs to the state of Oregon, even if one could make a credible argument that liquefied natural gas was a good transition source of energy, even if that argument could be made, the costs to the state of Oregon for allowing any of these proposed projects to go ahead is astronomical downstream, as it were, no pun intended. We are going to be facing enormous costs. Olivia, Columbia, you have an event coming up very soon. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
That's right. On October 3rd in Astoria at the Performing Arts Center, there's a really fabulous event called The Spirit of the River, and it's a really lovely evening of river-inspired art, performance art and visual art. There's an auction at 7 p.m. and then a performance at 8 p.m. People can find out more information about that by visiting spiritoftheriver.org. It's a fantastic event. It's the third year that we've done it. It's organized by community members in Astoria, and it's just a night of really beautiful performance and art, and an opportunity to connect with people who've been fighting these projects for 5 years.
And people can drive up early and take a look at the site at Broadwood Landing itself.
Okay.
And see how absolutely beautiful it is and what we stand to actually lose. My guest today has been Olivia Schmidt with Columbia Riverkeeper and the Oregon chapter of the Sierra Club. Thanks so much for that, Olivia.
Thank you, Chris.
If you don't believe size matters, ask the Oregon Treasurer's fund managers. 11 employees in the Oregon Treasurer's office received bonuses in February, ranging from about $10,000 to $57,000. The money was paid as a performance reward to investment managers who oversee the Oregon Public Employees Retirement Fund, the Common Schools Fund, and other portfolios totaling about $60 billion.
And more on the financial front. If Oregon's fund managers deserve whopping great performance bonuses, then why this? State and local government agencies, school districts, and municipalities across Oregon face a major hike in their pension costs because of last year's financial market meltdown. Aren't these managers being paid to foresee and backstop exactly that situation? Hmm. They are getting the bonuses for, you know, for seeing the train coming and saying, we better get ready. Hmm. Contribution rates to Oregon's public employees' retirement system differ widely by employer, but system-wide, they'll increase by an average of 8.4 percentage points starting in 2011. And now, on the financial front, we want to remind you to call 503-232-8818 or toll-free 877-500-5266. We're ending Air Cascadia a little bit early today so that we can go and talk to the volunteers, our great friends out there in the membership, membership room, Matt and Lynn, and all the rest of the crew on the telephones. Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, how are we doing so far?
We're
That's,
doing
of course,
pretty
we
good.
Want to know
we're
that.
Doing, we're doing well, but we can do even better if people would call 503-232-8818 and contribute to this amazing station. Now, we've had some people that have.
Daniel has renewed in Portland. Soma is a new member. Congratulations. Leave is renewed in Portland. Teresa has renewed in Portland, and Rainer has renewed in North Portland.
Now, Daniel and Lee, there, those are Pear's sons who
yes,
was just
are.
On the air, and they were both calling from different places at the same time, so we were taking their pledges. So,
well-trained children.
Yes, that's good. You know, this is community radio, and it's so much different from you know, public radio and commercial radio, and you can just tell by just the way we present things, and we don't take breaks for commercials that you've heard over and over again. And a big thing was like we're not owned by big corporations from outside of the state. We're essentially owned by you, the listeners out there, who call us up at 503-232-8818, or even people outside of the Portland area at 877-500-5266. It's people who listen to the radio station and help support the radio station. It's not just time and money, but also ideas that we have people who have been subscribers to the station to later come down and help become board members or become programmers, and there are many ways that they can help
you
out.
You can
here
absolutely learn to do radio here. That's how
yes.
all of us have.
It's easy.
Yes, it's easy. it's easy, but technical, and this is a place that you can learn it. There are a lot of people.
It's technically easy, too. Don't tell anybody.
All right, I won't tell anyone. And I won't know that either. It's people like Christian Vodenfensel. I want to call him Folding Pencil, but that's not right. Other people on NPR have started here and
look
learned
where,
how to do radio.
And look where they ended up.
Yeah, right. Why are we here? Yeah, we're here because
we love it. We love it. And,
yes.
And we would call, if we weren't already here, 503-232-8818 and become a member or renew your membership. It's a good thing to do. You're going to feel better when you do it, and it's important to keep us on the air because you're not going to hear things anywhere else that you hear here. There's an information crunch going on, and we are trying to participate in real
information.
Uncrunching. We want to spread it out.
We want to spread it out,
make it smooth instead of crunchy.
You know, considering how many FM stations there are here in Portland, they're only owned by a couple of corporations who are all outside of Oregon. But here, we're for you out there who live in Oregon, but also people who listen from other places around the world
They have to do is do KBOO.FM, and you can hear it from anywhere that you've got a computer.
And think of it this way. We make bad news fun.
Absolutely.
Oh,
here
is,
on
yes.
Air Cascadia, you get all the news that you can possibly fit into 15, into what? What?
All the news that's fun to print.
2 hours of news in 12 minutes. Isn't that what you do, Chris?
Yeah, we definitely try to stay within those boundaries.
And that's because we're not breaking for commercials. We're just going on and on with the information one after another.
A lot more happens in Oregon than we very often think about. Call us right now at 503-232-8818. Or toll-free 877-500-5266 to make more of this kind of fun happen and be involved in it. This is your opportunity to get involved in making your beliefs real, whatever your political, cultural, ethical stance is. And when you look out at the world, this is how to make it real. 503-232-8818. Or 1-877-500-5266. And don't forget to check out our fabulous website.
Fabulous new website.
Many, many big changes on the website. More to come. It's really great. It's www.kboo.fm. Much, much easier to use. And again, it's more fun.
Call in now at 503-232-8818. It's important. You'll feel better.
Air Cascadia for Thursday, October 1st, 2009. Engineering is Emily Young. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Chris Andre is the producer. I'm Liam Delta.
You're listening to all natural, free range, non syndicated KBOO radio, 90.7 FM in Portland, KBOO.FM on the web. Your support and your support only keeps us subverting the dominant paradigm. Thank you so much, members, and welcome new members.
Coming up next, Flashpoints, more from Honduras and Catherine Austin Fitz on community economy, and then Between the Covers and Black Book Talk.
Thanks for listening. Have a good day and welcome, and thank you, new members.
today on Flashpoint. Special correspondent Tim Russo reports from the middle of a violent military crackdown in the streets of Tegucigalpa. Also on community business, we'll have an expose on Andrew Cuomo and his role in the subprime meltdown. And Peter Phillips will brief us on the 2010 Project Censored Yearbook and the topmost censored stories. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoint. Stay tuned. And you are listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Honduran police and soldiers violently raided a building Wednesday that was occupied by farm worker activists and supporters of ousted President Manuel Zelaya. At least 54 people were detained. They were gassed. They were attacked. They were beaten. And we spoke to Tim Russo, who found himself in the middle of two police attacks, soldier attacks that took place under the coup government. Listen to this.
Hey, this is Tim Russo in Tegucigalpa. We've just been witness once again to violent police repression of a very peaceful demonstration that was being held by the resistance movement in front of Radio Globo that was taken off the air just a couple of days ago as the first act of since the implementation of the presidential decree that suspends constitutional rights of Hondurans, including the rights to gather, the right to discuss. We're seeing a person right this moment being grabbed by about 15 police officers. He's a foreigner. He's been around the demonstration. They're detaining him right now. The demonstration, which was about 1,500 people in front of Radio Global, was, again, very peaceful. They were demonstrating. They had negotiated with the police to be able to be in the street, to let cars pass, to not block the highways. They were doing that. They were complying. And the police had given them an hour. As soon as the hour was up, the police gassed up, began to form. We'd say probably 400 riot police. Not only began to move forward on the crowd, began to shoot tear gas, but then they proceeded to chase the people through the city several blocks. I believe I've run about 15 blocks now, following the police, coming down on individuals so they can get their hands on who they believe were in the demonstration in front of the Radio Globo.
All right, and finally, Tim, before we let you go, is Radio Globo, is it still shut down? Does the government plan to keep
Radio
it all?
Radio Globo has been able to get onto the internet to stream, but they're off the air. They're off the airwaves. They're only transmitting on the internet, streaming their studio stuff.
And what is the government's justification for shutting them down?
Micheletti, in his own voice, in a press conference yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, said that Radio Global was spewing hate information, burning on insurrection, and supporting a guerrilla uprising. That's what he, the facto president of the country, Roberto Micheletti, accused these media outlets, Radio Global on Channel 36, of provoking insurrection in the country.
Is there any truth to that? Are these provocative media?
No,
are
they what we've seen, Dennis, is Radio Global has been an outlet for criticism of the de facto government. Now, certainly, people have called in and said all sorts of things, but those are public opinions. Those are opinions of people that pick up the telephone and call any media outlet. Radio Global has aired something, but in the 3 months that I've been here, I never heard anyone over there call anyone to arms or anything along the lines of that. Now, there can be a very large distortion of reality when someone says to call people to insurrection, but you have to remember that what Manuel Zelaya, what movement people have been saying, is that the third article of the Honduran Constitution says that the Honduran people owe no obedience to a president or a government that comes in behind the barrel of a gun as an illegitimate government. So that could be construed as being calling people up to insurrection, but that's a very loose interpretation.
All right, Tim Russo, talking to us from the streets of Tegucigalpa, where police have and soldiers have cracked down again on a resistance movement that refuses to give up in support of the restoration of democracy. Tim, be careful. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, Dennis. Take care. Bye.
And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. And we're going to continue that coverage of what we consider one of the most important stories of certainly this decade and this hemisphere. And that is a coup in Honduras that still remains. And as we have been reporting to you on a daily basis, working with Pacifica Radio, other institutions like Democracy Now! Trying to tell you what the real story is on the ground.
Good day. This is Lynn.
And this is Matthew. I think if there's any reason to support KABU, it's just that story right there. What was this? From Honduras and the situation that's been going on there. And Flashpoints has been covering that.
They have had people in the Brazilian embassy. They have been doing coverage like I have heard nowhere else. It was on the ground in Honduras.
Now, you give us a call, 503-232-8818, and you help support keeping this coverage going. And outside of the Portland area, 877-500-5266. You know, this is community radio, and we're only able to keep on the air with your support, and that's how we do it. Everybody supports the radio station, and we're not being told what to do. We do what people want to hear. We do ideas that people bring into us. And
part of our charter is to support unpopular ideas.
And this was it right there. And so if we need your support to keep this going.
Right. And I think the coup is not particularly popular with the people in Honduras, but it's an unpopular to really cover it and find out what is actually going on, that is an unpopular.